You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Some Sefer says that a Ben Noyach has different rules as far as age. Right? As far as age, as far as being a godly. Some Sefer says in two places, and Minchas Chinuch on his own says it a few times, that since there's no shiurin for Ben Noyach, right? There's no shiurin for Bnei Noyach, so Memela, what does katnus mean? What does it mean to be a katn? So some Sefer says it's totally, it's subjective, it's das. Whereas by us, it's 13. 13 Shtei Cyrus makes you Godel 12, and Shtei Cyrus makes you Gedoyla. But by them, it's according to the das. You test each one what the intellectual level. And Mela, you see if they're called a bar das or not. 7, 8 years old around. Okay, that's the din. Now, I was mechaven to this in the Yesoida Dover, but the Raya is a Meridik Raya. And that's a Baron Kotler. I don't know if it's printed yet. I saw this about 25, maybe 30 years ago when there's a machon called Mishnas or Baron. They put out Svarim, besides a Baron, other Svarim. And at that time, they were working on his Ksav Yad, Tzvi Rotberg. So I spent a little time over there once. I was Beinaz Manim, and he showed me things from a Baron. Amazing, you know, his Ksav, and the Rebbetzin herself would copy. Sometimes she gave it to Talmidim to copy. And he brought the same word that I said, but with Mamish, a beautiful rabbi. And we'll start over here. First, we'll start the Mishnah. The Mishnah, like it says on top, it's talking about Anshei Ir HaNidachas. Anshei Ir HaNidachas, so we know Ir HaNidachas, you have a city that people were madir them, they led them astray, and they were Ovid of Edizar, meaning wherever the city was Ovid of Edizar. So what do you do to the city, Shia? What, how? You kill them. Who do you kill? No. All those who did a Avodah Zarah. The city you burn. What?
And their wives and children. No?
Their wives? Really?
Wives. Rebbetzins.
The Rebbetzins, okay. We'll see.
And children.
But a Koponim, who says?
Rambam, no?
Right, okay. So now, let's first get the basic down. So you kill the people who did Avodah Zarah, and you destroy the property. Gemara says, why? Admission, why do you destroy the property of tzaddikim? Because what are they doing in such a city? Obviously, they have financial, reasons to be there, right? So because of that, they were willing to live with such. So what's the din? So the Torah says you take them, and each one of them gets what's misa sayif, right? Like it says over here, the din is a yachid that does Avodah Zarah. Get skila. Skila is much more, it's chomer, it's the highest level. Saif is the lowest level. The lowest level of misa, the Gemara says. Right? So, all of a sudden, so it says in the Mishnah this, you take, let's say there's 100 people in the city, and you dan each one for doing Avodah Zarah. Okay, yochai of skila. They get to number 51, they say, okay, now, you know, they do the rest. They see 51. So now they say, okay, all of you are not getting skila, you're getting saif, or lesser death. So the Mishnah says like this. This is the stringency that the Yechidim have more than the Merubim. The Eindrach, Yechidim beskila. Lefikach, therefore, Mamayn and Polat. Their money is goes out. In other words, it's repelled. In other words, it goes to the children. Right? The children Yarshim, that's the din. Then if somebody's chayv misa, you don't destroy his property. You know, the Gemara has a havamin, that there's a machoikas actually, by a mummer. A mummer, the Gemara says, can you destroy his property? Well, because the mummer, you're supposed to stop him from doing things. It's a different thing. Well, they're not stopping, it's a punishment. You're supposed to stop him. A mummer is doing, what is he doing? He's being leading people astray, he's informing the government of us, or so then is you kill him, right? Then is you kill him or you get him to be killed somehow. So what about destroy his property? So Gemara says, Kapachoyim, you can destroy him, you can destroy the property. Like, show him that you mean business, right? So the Gemara says, no, you don't destroy his property. Dilma Havale Brahm Azar Ma'adi. Might have a son that wants to learn in Kailal afterwards, right? He might have good children. So over here, Yechidim, their mammon is goes to the children. Merubin, they get saif lefikach mamainim ovad. Therefore, their mammon is ovad. The lefikach is a shvei lashon. I mean, therefore, what is therefore? What does one have to do other? So Rashi and Rashi like this, that the pshat is it's like a compensation that since the ones that get skila get such a muhammer, their money gets out, which is by every chayvimisis. And Merubin, since you're giving a lesser debt, so you're compensating the einish, meaning giving a big einish, by making their money destroyed too. Which is no shvel, like what? That's what the Torah did it for. What's the pshat? What and what's the lefika? I thought lefika just it's more like their mammon is avad, so therefore we give them a lesser. Words, it should start out the other way because you destroy the city, so they don't get such a chamadikra. Such a chamadikra. Okay. So first we'll do Rabarin. So on that I said about, we'll see. It's based on a gra. But let's first see this Mordechai. This is a Mordechai. A ghost Mordechai that's in the middle. The Gemara talks about that who gave Bezdin. Those that were killed in Bezdin. So Gemara goes the whole thing. Ba'boid Rishayim Rin, it's a pasuk. When Rishayim are destroyed, it's a song, it's a joy to the world. I'm going to go through the whole thing. And one of the things is, because of that, the din is that they don't sit shiva, you mean a sheet? You don't sit shiva, a person doesn't sit shiva, chmatzlan, on a Ruge Bezin. On a Ruge Bezin, you don't sit shiva. There's no din of shiva on them. In fact, the Rosh in Ma'at Katan says, because they were Mekabel Hasra, and they said, "Amanas Kain Ani Yosef." In other words, "Asra" means you tell a guy, "Don't do this," and if you do, you'll get Misa, you'll get Malchus. He says, "Amanas Kain Ani Yosef." I'm doing it to get it. So then he gets Misa. If he doesn't say it, you don't get Misa. Abdova Prom, you remember Abdova Prom? So he went here some. So he used to say, the Gemara says, "Ein adam paitam ken nichnas baruch shtos." So the biggest shtus in the world. Why couldn't you just keep your mouth shut and do your veir? As he says, how a person could be such a shy. I'm going to ask Cain and Yosef, okay? They'll kill you. So what happened? Listen to this shayla. Initial ari al einsik ben shana shnasayim shehemer dosa im imam. He switched his religion. Technically means he became Christian. Right? They went to Hashem Yirachim. What? Yeah. He went to they baptized him. What's the big deal?
He was
him.
Whatever,
I don't know. He walked in, I don't know. Whatever it was done, right? Obviously, you're saying is, what does he know, right? Okay, you're right, of course you're right. Doesn't matter if he walked in or not. I don't know what the difference. In Ema with his mother. Obviously, his mother took him and she put him in there, whatever. Umeis, now he died. So now he's got Shem Yerachim brothers. A father, imisablam alav oilo. The bailus in him. Beheshev, nearly the misablam alav. Avadi sit shiv on him. Devadai godol, if he's a godol, imisablam alav. Kida amar beperk nigmar din. Below imisablam. Marmina begamara, the avoid Risham Rina. Right? When Risham, we want to get rid of Risham. So you don't sit shiva for mumma. Avakotten mashech nisu by das. That they acheres, they to put them into a different belief, a different religion. Ma milo, ma moirid. What's the difference? Like, hevelakiva lo him. It didn't do it. It was done to him. What does he know? His mother took him and she put him in the over there. Shem Rachim. Okay. Rabbi Natan came along and said, "The ain misavon lo." Rayim etasevta the Sanhedrin. Right. Rabbi Sam from Kalish said it's a Rambam. In Tosefta, it says a little different than the Rambam. You don't kill their children; you kill the children. Meaning, Tosefta Sanhedrin Ktane Ir Nedach Shehutchu Ima. They were themselves led astray. These people went into the city. They led astray most of the city, and some of the people were Ktanim. So it says in the Tosefta, you kill the Ktanim. Rabbi Lezaim and Erogit. You kill the Klanim themselves, Pala. The Chachamim Aimrim ain't neragim. Come say the note neragim. Umidda'am Rabbi Eliezer, this Rabbein Tam's neragim. The Rabbanan, even though they don't get killed, ain't mesavlin. In other words, you see they're called Rishoyim, but you don't kill them, but ain't mesavlin. They're still called Mumorim. The Atkan loy pligi alalinyan neragim. Avlina velus maidu the ain mesavlin. That's what Rabbeinu Tam held. Okay. We want to get to this. This is important. The lav rayu. So they answer them back into the Mordechai and the reeds. I'll clear over here. The Hassam Maiwi, the Tesefta is talking about, Shegdoilim Ktsas Va'avdu Avaydazara. They're Gdoilim Ktsas. Avakotin She'enia Benyamin Osmaila, 1 year old, 2 year old, whatever the age is, that doesn't know the difference, left and right, an expression meaning, you know, he doesn't know what side of the, you know, to do something. Right? It says, Choshi Yisrael, he's a regular Yisrael, he's not a mummer. Va'oid. The even idachas of shaykhel hashar mekaynis. You can't learn from here in idachas. The kotcha of it about his zara avlo belaza in the nerach. What do you want? This is not talk about even idachas. This is talking about stamba person does a fight the zara, right? Avlo belaza in the nerach. Stamba a kid, a small child, even an 8 year old, 9 year old, 10 year old will do fight the zara. You don't kill him. It's just stavka by even idachas. That's what they timed it. Soif dava, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, she'ein minig l'saful. The minig's not to be saful, that's on the gears right now. But the question is, what are these two things that the Mordechai, Ravi, argued on Rabbeinu Tam? He says, one, there's a difference, because he's g'doylen k'tzas, but yeah, but it's still, in other words, it's mashal, I would agree with you, maybe, if it was an 8 year old, right? But it's a 1 year old. Secondly is, what do you bring me a rye from your dachas? I mean, I don't know. It says by any dachas, you see, obviously, he is called. I other players don't get killed, but he doesn't get killed. So this part, I didn't. This is Rabban. Put it into the
Mordechai. B'nai Kairach, the same thing happened by B'nai Kairach.
What happened?
They killed the children by B'nai Kairach.
Okay, so what's the pshat?
So there you see, it doesn't say that they killed all the children. The
why?
Looks like it's a communal punishment.
So look at the Meshach Chachma.
This is Shabbat, but by becoming a mummer, he becomes out somewhat like like Nakum and the Sherm.
So
by becoming a mummer.
So there's a Gra in two places, in Mishnayis and in Aderes Elyon Chumash. Let's go back to the in Shnayis Elyon, the back of the Mishnayis, who brings over there, he says, shot in this. The Mucker is very shvet to understand. Pachad Yitzchak talks about it. In fact, when I told Rav Tzvi Rotberg, there's a Pachad Yitzchak on this, he said, Rav Aaron Schechter, the Zangezuk, was also there, and he was also told, he saw it, and he said, it's also Pachad Yitzchak. So anyway, he says like this to Gra. He says that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that a city, that most of the city does Avodah Zarah, you dan them like Dinei Bnei Noyach. And therefore, since you done them like Dineb, they have a Dineb Ben Noyach. The whole city does Vajjah, they have a Dineb Ben Noyach. And therefore, since they have a Dineb Ben Noyach, that's why they get Sayyid, the Goyen says. Sayyid, Stam Misosan of Ben Noyach, anything he does from Shavu Mitzvahs is Misosan Besayyid. Kederech Shamalachim Horgim. Right? Matizan is a rush. They chopped the head off. That was the common way to give, execute someone. You went against the Melech, so they get Tzayef. That's what the Goyen says. Therefore, the Goyen learns Pshat very good now in the Mishnah. He says, Ha-Yechidah Meskila, that's Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin, there's no din that you destroy a person's property. If it goes to your Yerushim. Masha Enkein Merubin, which is already Dinei B'nei Noyach, like Melochim, Mamoinim Ava, that you destroy the money. Now, it's not clear, and that's a what may have done, and it's kind of this Yisrael, says, where do you really find that by B'nai Noyach he destroyed a property? By Heruge Malchus he find that. Okay, but let's leave that. So he's saying that you've destroyed the money by B'nai Noyach. Yeah, whoever it is.
So it's a merge to Hashem, meaning the basin. Right, the basin destroyed the property.
Right. Okay, so but the Goyim's learning, therefore, that the reason they get Sayef is because they have a din like a ben dayach. That means ir nidach is a ben dayach. So therefore, it comes out like this. This is the part that I always want to tanya, but I didn't have a raya. This Mordechai, Reb Aaron sings a raya. Therefore, the ketanim get killed. I want the tanya doesn't mean. Sam mentioned a Rambam, you kill a ketanim zamasher that way. But ketanim would mean dafka. What kind of ketanim? Vadas, like the Chassam Sofer says. In other words, you're being done these people of Yenadachas like Bnei Noyach. And Bnei Noyach, the age is not totally in 13, it's totally in Das. So therefore, I can hear that's a pshanda tosefta that you kill these ketanim. It doesn't mean any ketanim, it means only ketanim. But Bnei Das, like the Chassam Sofer says. So that's what a Baron also said. And he reads it into the Mardukai very beautifully. Let's take a look. The four lines before it ends. He says, Volav Rayahu, the Hossa Maiwi Shegdoilim Ktsas. They were Gdoilim Ktsas. Vaavdu Vaidazara. Avakotin Shani Yadebini Minas Mardukai Choshto. What's the difference? If you see he has a din mum, he has a din mum. If he has a din. What's the special din you kill him? Like we said, the Rambam, you kill ketanim. He says, no. The Mordechai learns that the Pshan, the Mishnah, is not you kill any ketanim. Since they have a din b'nei noyach, and a din ben noyach is all totally in age, like the Chassam Sofer says, so the Mela, that's very good. It says, G'doylin Ktsas, only G'doylin Ktsas. This kid's a one-year-old. I'll call him Shani, you don't have any smile. Ashur Ki Yisrael, he's regularly Yisrael. He's not, you don't look at him as an Akum, as a Mumer, so forth. Why? Because Shamachaim is cut Shabbat Azara, ain't a Nerag, Afar Bilyazar. Why isn't he killed? Because a Yid doesn't get killed even if he's 12 years less a day, right? 13 years less a day, right? Why? Because he's a cut. That's a special Din Aloch Mashina, Aloch Zeres Kos, whatever you learn it from, that Ketanim Achma Potter. He's Potter also. But even Idachas is different because then you give him a din of Akum. And since you give him a din Akum, so Mamela, that's why he gets killed. But you can't learn out from there, Stam if a kid is Maimed Dasoy, that he has a din. That's for sure. You wouldn't say if he's Machal Shabbos, his kid. It's called a Mumma. No one would ever declare that if the kid's a Machal Shabbos, it's called a Mumma. He's a cotton. So Mechatesi Abed is hard. It's a Sesefta. So Ktamarach, I know it's a Sesefta specifically to Irin Idachas. Why is that very good? Like the Gra, because he has a din of a ben nayach, and a ben nayach is called that he did a ver. No, it's a cotton's aver, it's called an aver. That's a Baron's word, it's a very shane of art. Okay, now we'll continue it and we'll go to next week a little more on this. We mentioned last week three big achrainim, the Yitzhak Ochanan, I mentioned the Meir Sameach, and I said the Imre Bina's father, right? The Imre Bina's father, the different Mishpat. So I looked at it. I haven't looked at it in years, but I looked at it. It's the Imre Bina himself. It's a tshuva printed and says Mibena Machabris. It's Imre Bina himself. Imre Bina was just because he came from the same city as my mother came from the same city. So he was the Rav of Kulish in Poland, not a Chassidisha, and he was very dick at going. In the 1860s, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Eretz Yisrael shook from him. They all Yushalayim, that was amazing Yushalayim. They held him to be. He's the one who, if you ever wonder why they don't play music at Chassanas and Yushalayim, he made, people think, it's a minute from 2,000 years ago. He made it up. What happened? I don't remember the details, but in the year 1866, the Chedush Arim was nifter, the Tzemach Tzedek was nifter, and the Tefer Shlomo were nifter, right? All Polish Gedolim. And in Yerushalayim, there was a big Megefa. And a certain Mekubal had a dream. It says the name, I don't know, it's not a well-known, but and he had a dream, Im La'alas Yerushalayim, something about Yerushalayim. And he ran to the Imre Bina and told him the dream. And the Imre Bina did a Shelas Chaloyim, as far as I remember it says. And he said, the reason all these tragedies are happening is because we're not Mesabal and Yerushalayim. And therefore, in Yerushalayim itself, we don't play music, only drums by a Chassid. That's where the minute came from. That's where it came from. The Shaila is, does it go on the whole Yerushalayim, the whole city, or just the old city? That's already a different thing. Okay, everybody tells you that Avshalom Zalman said it's fine, and other people tell Avshalom Zalman said it's not fine. So I don't know what the truth is, but that's the minute. So anyway, they all mechadish that ktanim are chayiv in zayin mitzvahs b'nei nar. Right, you were there, Avshalom, we spoke about this, no? Maybe I didn't. Did I talk about this? Maybe not. Last week, I think I mentioned it. I think so. I think we went through this. All right, like this. You hear us? Oh, you're right. So, okay, can we assume Mike said it? Shlomi doesn't remember it, we can assume. Right. But upon him, the demechadish, that just like a cotton akum, ben noyach, is chayv in seven mitzvahs, whatever, from the age of seven, eight, bardas, how could it be that we should be on a lower level than them? How could it be we should be a lower level than them? Right? How could it be that we, you could say in two niskols, that's what I said. One is like mi ikamidi. What's mi ikamidi? You can't have something that's asa to ayakum and muta to us. Can't be more kedusha. Secondly, as you could say in this nusach, some of them say it this way, how could it be you have an 8-year-old child, right, in Matan Torah, and okay, so now we get Matan Torah, Shabbos, Macholas Asuras. You say, listen, kid, you have time. Go ahead and Machal Shabbos and Chas V'Shalom. But you know, you're alive. We're not going to stop you. If you're cutting Oichel Nevel as we paskin, you're not mechuyev to stop a kid. The father and the parents are, but you're not mechuyev to stop a kid if you seem to have. The Pais can say the Raisa maybe sure, but that's not the point right now. Right, but Minitzad the Raisa, you're not mechuyev to stop a kid under 13 if he's doing an Avera. You can't make him do an Avera. Or if he's stealing, you have to protect somebody else's property. He says, he's a kid anyway. What's a big deal? You see a kid stealing from someone. He says he's anyway on the bar mitzvah. So it's a bigger. He's throwing rocks over there at that ball at the chas v'shalom, it should break. But you have to stop him. Why? He might break it, right? So that you have to protect. But not on Sizzle Vape. So, okay, we understand. But how could you all of a sudden you say to this kid, you know, Yanko, right? His name was always Yanko, right? Never, like the Medrash says that they went up Mitzrayim, nobody was called Rufus and Doofus and Doofus, all kinds of Egyptian names. And you tell him, Yanko, now that you're under 13, you can go ahead and eat Avram and Achai. Right? Beforehand, they were not allowed to eat Avram and Achai. How could they be worse than a Akum, those mitzvahs that they had as an Akum? Similarly, the Minchas Chinuch brings to Prima Gadim a few places, a blind person. If you hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't hold Suma, remembers, potam in a mitzvah. So we have a big machoikas achreinim if it goes on all mitzvahs or just mitzvahs loisase. But the Prima Gadim, the Rabbi Yehuda, many gdoyle achreinim hold, it means it's potam from everything. And it's mufushin rishreinim, this machoikas. But a kopanim, so they say it doesn't make sense that a cotton should be put. Oh, Suma. So the Prima Gadim says, Mitzvah Siddur brings a few times, he says, before B'nai Noach don't have such a din, Suma Potom in the Mitzvahs. So it comes out this Suma was Chayiv in Mitzvahs before Zayin Mitzvahs. All of a sudden he says, Potom Mitzvahs, he's allowed, it doesn't make sense that night he became a Yid, this Kedusha should go down. Even the question with Pruvu. According to that, maybe you should be Chayav Pruvu, because Nei Noach were Chayav Pruvu before Matar. They lost it by Matar. Why should the Suma lose that mitzvah? Shine, okay. But Akoponim, that's what these Achreinim taina. So there's a sefer called Ma'is Yankiv. Also a little, just to get a little history, that there was a Yid, Reb Zalman Sender Shapira. It was a Volozhin again, Shiram Volozhin, Mary Dika Goyim. And he had a few sons, two of them are Mamish G'dayle Oilem, the Dvar of Ram, the Kovna Rav, and the Nois Yankiv. When we learned Chulin, a year after I got married, what they saw, the less. So Moshe, we were learning Chulin, and Moshe Shapiro told me it's the best safe on Chulin. It's a Mary Dika safe. This Reb Zalman Sender, that was his two sons. And this Reb Zalman Sender, I was looking at his they printed a few years ago, they found a manuscript on it. So he writes over there, he loved music. He loved nigunim. He used to come to Shia, never believe it, and he used to sing a nigunim many times before. Or he used to sometimes say, Rebach, no, did you make up any good negunim? He's like, the Kazakh, right? But Akoponim, so the Nois Yankiv doesn't like this chiddush at all. We'll leave off with the Kasha. Next week we'll go into what's it about. But his basic taina is that mi'i kamidi is like this. Let's take what the Gemara's case of mi'i kamidi. Mi'i kamidi means like this. There was the mitzvah of purvu before Matan Torah. Or if you hold Gidon Nasha was an all b'nei nech. There's a lush in the Gemara that way, a shver Gemara that was given to all b'nei nech. Let's leave it, right? So the Gemara says a mitzvah that's not repeated can't be that we and b'nei nech share the same mitzvah from the same source. It can't be that we can't eat Eivu Nechai from the same pasuk that they eat by Noyach, by Adam Rishon. It has to be that we have our own pasuk, or we heard on Har Sinai. Therefore, the Puvu, which is not repeated in Har Sinai, or Gidon Nash, if you all get it, was not repeated on Sinai, that is, sir, let's take Puvu, fell off from the Akum and goes on us, because we're in a higher Kedusha, so it can't be that we share the same one, and it can't be they have it, and we don't have it. That's the Svar de Gemara. We can't share. It starts off the Isser of the Mitzvah Puvu can't be from the same pasuk. So we don't know in the Torah to say Puvu except by Noach and by Adam Rishon, right? So how could it be that they have it, we don't have it? The Torah says we have it from there. It fell off from the Akum. So basically, saying is, for instance, Mefachesis, or taking when you shech the behema. Right, taking off a piece of meat while it's in the Mefachesis, it's mutter to us. It's also to Akum. No, Mika Midi says it can't be. It can't be mutter to us and us to them, right? They can't be in a high kedusha. Therefore, what does the Mika Midi do? The Mika Midi makes it mutter to them, takes it away from them. So he says, how could it be that all of a sudden Mika Midi, that something of Mika Midi should make us more chomer and be like them? If anything, he says, what it should do, which is he's really arguing in the Chassam Sofer, is make it that they should only be chayev to Enochanami. Before Matan Torah, they were chayev at 8. After Matan Torah, they should be chayev 13 like us, just like Puvu fell off from them, and now, Mefachesis was, let's say he's assuming, was usher and now became mutter, so too, it was usher for them to do these acts at 8, and now it's put to them just like my house. That's his kasha. And next week we'll talk about that.
What about the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayos and Chul and the Mishnah, that all the mitzvahs are because of Moshe Rabbeinu?
Right. So that, what?
So that, how does that, the mitzvahs, prove what we do now, not because of was given to Adam and Noah, because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's a good question, but it has nothing to do with what I'm saying. We know the Rambam talks about, we'd get enough.
Yeah. You are listening to BensTorah.com.